I thought that was Cracker. It was actually Kinks. I mean, I wasn't listening to it. I meant to put Cracker in, and yeah. My friend here, what's your name? Scott? Scott was like, that is the Kinks. That's not Cracker. We'll play some Cracker for you later, all right? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. But now is the time. Last reach. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You're ready? Ready to go. We got Casey, Nick, Zach. And Spencer.
Only one Nick.
Well, I heard he's got a dual personality. Thank you, though. That probably did sound like there are two Nicks on there. Sometimes I repeat myself like a idiot. But, yes. Last Reach, they're here live. You guys ready to go?
Yep. Yeah.
We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and hit it.
Cool. Right. So this song's called Gaslight. Yeah. stop gaslighting me.
What do you call that one?
That one's called Gaslight.
It's great. It's
great.
So are you guys recording? Is that...
Actually, we literally just... I just released a solo EP, and all of the songs are on it, but they kind of helped with the whole way we do it on the songs live.
So that's asked under Casey Grennan is the solo album?
Yes.
Nice, nice.
But we're going to have an EP.
Last
Reach. A live EP for these songs.
Fantastic.
At Last Reach.
Fantastic. All right. So that's Casey Grennan singing, and I introduced everyone, right? Well, I'll say what you can tell us. Who's playing what in your band here?
Spencer.
All right. I'm Spencer. I'm playing keys and bass, sometimes at the same time.
And vocals.
And vocals, yeah. We've got Nick over there.
I'm Nick.
Hi, Nick.
I play the guitar and the talk box.
What's the talk box? What do you...
That's like the effect that Peter Frampton and Joe Walsh...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, that'll be fun.
That
stuff. Exactly.
I don't even need a box.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah.
And then we've got Zach over in the corner.
And then Zach. Hi, Zach.
Hi.
And, you're the one who told me about OCs. I'll be playing them regularly now. I like that. Good stuff. What do you have for us next, Casey?
It's the loudest I've heard him ever say hi.
Zach's usually a very quiet person.
He's a quiet guy.
Yeah.
But he plays drums.
Every band has a quiet one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What do you have for us next, Casey?
This song is called Backburner.
Backburner?
Yeah.
Right on. Whenever you're ready.
Cool. Way too many toys in his pocket. A Green Day wannabe left me with broken dreams and empty. I had it in my head, I was a game changer. it before. Don't get it in your head that you're a game changer. I think that you are just someone you can say for later. Well, now you know what it's like to be the bad gardener. Throw your head on the stove and you'll be the fast learner. Everything will happen before you even start it. I don't mean to say I told you so. Now you know what it's like to be the bad gardener.
Thanks.
Last Reach here, live on 91.5 WMFO with the back burner, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. So what's going on? What do you got next for us?
So, sorry, I'm just tuning my guitar real quick.
That's okay. Take your time. I can talk to the guys here.
Okay.
I love your guitar, Nick. Oh, you're changing guitars. What do you got now? Another Gibson, huh?
No. The last one was my Gibson. This is a... PRS, Zach Myers' signature guitar. The guitar player from Shinedown has a custom PRS guitar, his signature. It's a really nice guitar. I got it off of my guitar teacher for like $450. So,
yeah.
Mark, if you're listening, thank you. And I'm using it very, very much.
I'm sitting here trying to control Nick's volume. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's not even attached to this.
He's separate from
yeah,
the...
Right, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Almost done.
She's almost done. Casey's almost done. It's last. What's that, Nick?
I was giving her encouragement.
you can do it, Casey. We believe in you.
You sound like you're in the cellar or something. But it sounds good when you're singing. Anyway. Yeah, we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We have Last Reach here live. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
What do you have for us next, Casey?
So, we've got a song called Island. And kind of wrote it about some pretty touchy subjects. Well, not touchy, but like pretty like, kind of wrote it about like anxiety. I was having like a panic attack.
Oh, God.
But I mean.
I see a shrink every week for that. I mean, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I know anxiety very well.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe we'll play the Ramones anxiety when I do the Ramones block, just for all those people who suffer from it. But you okay now, Casey?
I am perfectly okay.
Nice. Thank you. That's great to know. I'm working on mine. All right. So when are you ready?
All right. It's a desert here, but it's a paradise. I won't break down this time if I'm lucky. Can't seem to find myself, but when I do, it's late at night. And when I'm covering my eyes, I'm drifting out to sea. I know there is nothing I should be worried. Together, 'cause the sun is shining. Don't let them know that inside I'm falling down. No one's around. This dark, empty island, stuck on this island. Someone help. The horizon's clear. Save me. The source of madness, oh man. hand is hot on my cheeks. No, there is nothing I should be worried about, but I'm not fine. No, I should calm down when it is quiet, but I'm at war with my mind. Trying to keep it together, cause the sun is shining. Let them know that inside
Was somebody going to say something? Did I interrupt you with your woo? I heard. No. That one was something Island. What was it?
Yeah, it's called Island.
Just Island.
Yeah, just Island.
Very good. Very good. Nice stuff. It's Last Reach here on 91.5 WMFO. If you have a question for them, I suppose you can call in. I just put you on hold for a second. 855-915-9636. And you all ready to go for another one?
Almost,
yeah.
No problem. We're gonna play a Ramones block after you guys. But take your time. You're sounding great. You know, it's not strictly a half hour. Just, you know, if you want to go over that, that's fine. You're sounding all right. Good.
The pressure here is coming from Nick.
Casey, it's only a half hour for you.
No. Yeah, the guys can stay.
After half an hour, we're kicking Casey out. The rest of us will stay and play.
Not even. You sound beautiful.
We've got each of us. You know, obviously people listening can't see this, but each of us have two different guitars that we're switching between, so that's
right.
What a lot of the...
Yeah, takes a little while.
Takes a little bit of switching.
That's
between.
What the stammering and bantering is all about.
Yep.
No secrets here. Not like real radio, I could tell you, I mean. Like 75% of what they're saying is just fake, and I could tell you how, but it bugs me. College radio is where it's at. All set, Casey?
Yeah.
What do you got?
So we got a Christmas song that we all wrote, like, probably by, like, midweek. We finished it. Really.
It's a Christmas song.
Midweek. Yeah, it's
That's
a Christmas
awesome.
Song, but it's not a nice Christmas song. So I'm sorry if you wanted to get festive, but...
Nah, that's okay. I mean, my favorite song is that Kinks Father Christmas, and it's all about getting robbed, right? So
I shot Santa in my underwear.
What one's that? It's is not, that your song?
No.
I don't know that
there
one.
There is one. It's by The Fools, and actually, we're opening up for them on
I heard.
December 16th, which is next Saturday.
That's fantastic. Saturday. And I know you opened for them before, so they're obviously big fans of yours to ask but ask
I think
you back.
So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they could probably ask, I don't know, Steven Tyler to open for them. They're the Fools, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so it's
good. Good stuff.
Yeah. So this doesn't really have a name yet. We're just calling it Christmas song. But I mean, all right.
No, it's very fitting. I'm happy you have a Christmas song. Go for it.
Cool.
Last Reach.
Every year we fell in
this year was the year I threw our pictures in the fireplace. Call me now and then to say my eyes glisten. Save your breath, cause I prefer a long distance. About all the things we could
Did
nope.
I screw something up? Great stuff.
Thanks. Thank you. I was so nervous to sing that.
You just wrote that, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Wednesday
night, actually, we were rehearsing and came up with... Casey had written the basic, you know, chord structure and lyrics and all that, and then we came in, put our own flavor
cool
on it.
You did stuff.
We did... Well, you know... Kind of.
Let's throw a breakdown in there.
I threw in a key change. So, yep. You know, basically it all came together Wednesday, and this is our first time performing
live. Great
job.
I love it.
Thank you.
I'm going to listen to it every Christmas. Is that going to be on a CD? Probably. No. It'll be on your Christmas CD when you make five more Christmas songs.
They'd all be like that, probably.
No. Yeah,
maybe next year.
I think you're a little more creative than that.
That might be like, I don't know. We haven't decided that yet. Maybe next year. I don't know.
Yeah. Just a special Christmas single maybe you can release.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a thought. Kinks did it. Right? So are you in the studio now recording? Or?
Actually, we're as a full band. Yeah. First time ever. Yeah.
Are you in the process or that's set up? You're going to do it
soon? That's set up. We're soon. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
So within the next year, mm-hmm. sometime we'll get
probably
something.
Probably next, early summer.
But you can find a Casey Grennan
yes.
solo with these
yep.
guys playing on it.
iTunes, Spotify, pretty much yep. everywhere. Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. It is Last Reach. They're calling themselves today. And
yep.
What do you have for us next?
the jam.
That even sounded nice. Singing. everything's a song.
So, yeah. This one is called Too Late, and it's the first song I ever really wrote. And it's kind of the response to an apology that never really came. But, I mean, let's get into it.
Right on. All right. Last Reach on 91.5 MFO. WMFO. Hey, I got a caller. Maybe it's for you guys, huh? Let's check it out. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, we're really enjoying listening to the group and everything. But we're a little, want to know a little bit more about them. How long they've been playing together and, how old are they and everything.
We'll get into that. They're pretty young, but thank you. Who's this calling?
This is Rufus.
Hi, Rufus. Certainly.
Hi.
So, yes, how long have you guys been together? When did you meet? Where are you from?
I'm 15, Nick's 16.
Wow, you're real young. That's he's why their parents are with them.
15, and he's 16.
I'm 16, yep.
Yeah. You don't know who he is.
Oh, Zach's 16. I mean, 15. I'm so confused. And then
it's okay.
Spencer's
I know, you're
16.
Trying to perform here. But yeah, So when did you get together? I mean, obviously within the last 15 years.
Well, pretty recently, yeah. Actually.
Recently, really?
Like last year was our first, a little over last year ago, that was our first ever gig together. And Spencer wasn't part of the band, but
originally,
he joined like this summer.
Casey and Nick and I all went to still go to St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Dover. Casey doesn't go there anymore. She does all homeschool stuff. But Nick and I go to St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Dover, and in Dover, New Hampshire.
How did you meet?
I met Nick and Casey when they were both freshmen at St. Thomas. I'm a year older than them. And so I opened up for Casey at a smaller gig that she had at the school. I just did a short little set, and then later, back in May or June, they reached out to me and said, oh, we're looking for a sound guy for a couple of shows, and so I came, filled in, and then within a couple of weeks, they started asking me to play with them.
Yeah, Spencer's also doing some of the sound here, too, so he's, like, basically doing four things
He seems very talented. Yes, yeah. You all are.
Thank you. Zach goes to Merrimack. He's kind of an outsider here.
How did you guys get Zach? How did you meet him?
Through Nick.
Just through a friend of Nick?
Yeah, Nick's uncle.
Nick's uncle. Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
And I got a call on the phone. Somebody says to like Last Reach on social media. You have Facebook page. You got Facebook, Instagram.
Last Reach Band.
Yes, give them a like if you like what you're hearing. I'm sure you do because I love it. What do you have next?
We have a jam for you guys.
All right.
So it's just kind of like a little.
No.
I don't know how to introduce this because I've never introduced this.
You don't sing on this one?
I don't sing.
Yeah, we usually just go right into it. We haven't ever introduced, but this was actually the first practice that I ever went to with the group. I was just, Zach had been playing this little drum riff, and then I played this random piano chord progression that came to me spur of the moment, and then we all just kind of realized, wow, that's really cool. And so we threw something together that now we do pretty much every show.
Very cool. Okay, so a jam. You don't have a name for it.
Not yet.
Last Reach Jam. Right on. On MFO. Thank you. Great, great. The Last Reach Jam, we're calling that for now, right?
Yep. We argued over names like a little while ago. Well, not argue.
We didn't. We didn't
had
really
a
get
little bit
far.
Of a debate. We want it to be like an obscure name, kind of.
Oh sure.
I don't know, but
I'm sure you guys will think of something cool.
Maybe.
Right. You'll think of something.
Something.
How many more songs you guys got?
We have one more.
All right, one more.
This one.
Well, everything's been great. I appreciate you guys coming here. It's Last Reach. We can do it again in 6 months if you like.
Oh, definitely.
Awesome.
We'd love
thank
to come
you.
Back.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Okay, yeah. I like to give 6 months in between bands, but you definitely will be... You're on the list if you want to come back again.
Thank you.
What do you
thank
call
you.
The last one?
Casey, this song is called Break Mine, and Nick and I actually wrote it. It's the first song that we ever wrote together, and it's really
this is the one where I use my other instrument.
Yeah, he uses the
what?
Talk
oh,
box.
Oh, that's, okay, that, oh, I get yeah. it, right. It looks like a feeding tube.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm happy it's not attached to you. I'm sure it's going to sound great.
There we go. Nick, you've been replaced.
That's Peter Frampton. He's my buddy. He just snuck in the room. Okay, so what do you call this one?
Break Mine.
Break Mine. Yeah. All right. Last Reach here, 91.5 MFO. Whenever you're ready, guys.
Hey, it's getting late, listen to the words they say. I will get in my own way to push you away. Sparks will start a flame, start a fire. Smoke is getting higher and higher. You've got chemicals in your heart to burn you out. Self-destructive, I can't stop myself from breaking. So reluctant to show you what I am. What I am, I'm afraid.
Now I'm blown away that I know their ages. I thought they have to be at least 18, but what, you're all 15 and 16, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing, amazing. Great stuff. When are you playing next? Is it going to be that Fool show?
We're actually playing tomorrow an acoustic show at Faneuil Hall.
Oh, great.
That's like 3 to 5, right? Yeah, 3 to 5. It's inside, which it's usually like we usually have been playing outside, but it's inside, so...
It's too cold for that.
Yeah, it's way too cold. I would probably die.
It's a little too snowy outside for today.
Yeah.
But when is this? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What time?
And, 3 to 5.
Nice, nice. Faneuil Hall. Go down and see them. Yeah. Whereabouts in Faneuil Hall? Where can you find that?
The Rotunda.
The Rotunda.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Awesome.
And then
Thank
the
you.
Fool show.
Well, the Fool, where is the Fool show and what date?
That's at the C-Note.
Down in Hall.
Yeah, down in Hall. And it's the Saturday, so it's 16th, the 16th.
Yeah, a week from today.
Yeah. Go see them. I mean, you're probably a Fools fan if you live around here. So go see the Fools in Last Reach, Open and Fall Them. That's amazing. Who's the band on the back of your jacket? Young what?
Oh, this is All Time Low. It's a Last Young Renegade merch kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is it? What, it says Young something, though.
Last Young Renegades. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just liked it because my last name was in it. I'm like, what's that band? She's got this really cool,
I like the album.
Yeah, she's got this cool, what is it, embroidered down the back of your jacket?
That was her birthday present.
Yeah, Nick got that. Made it.
It's very cool. I'll have to check out. So that's a band?
Yep.
I'll have to check them out.
All Time Low. Actually, Nick has a cool story about All Time Low.
Oh, God.
Well, there's All Time Low, but what's the Young?
It's their most recent album.
An album. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. All right. I was saying, that's a good name for my band, but...
So, Casey and I went to go see them at the House of Blues in Boston over the summer, and she and her mom helped me make a sign that says, my dream to play guitar on stage with All Time Low, and the lead singer, Alex, saw it and pulled me up on stage to play their encore song, Dear Maria, Count Me In, with them in front of...
I don't know of this band. I'm going to look them up because, they're play awesome. That House of Blues, they got to be pretty big, huh? No,
they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All Time Low. Just seeing if we have them in the system here. We do. We'll play some.
Oh, sweet.
Which songs do you have?
What's Coffee Shop Soundtrack?
Oh, that's such a good one.
You want me to play that?
Sure.
We'll do it right now. Well, thank you. Last Reach. You guys are great. We'll see you again in 6 months, right?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. So they got a breakdown and stuff. We're still here till 4 o'clock. If you have any questions for Last Reach, got a question from Casey, Nick, Zach, or Spencer, call 855-915-9636. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
191.5 WMFO in Medford. Here's All Time Low.
guessing. The flavor of your lips is enough to keep me pressing. For more than just a moment of truth between the lies, told to pull ourselves away from the lives we leave back. The flavor of your lips is enough to keep me.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, gotta play this one. Last Reach does this one, and I told them they're gonna have to do this next time they're on. And yes, I know. Rosie wanted to hear some Iggy Pop. We already did a whole Stooges block, but we'll get some Iggy solo stuff on after the Ramones. You got a Ramones request or anything else? 855-915-9636.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm
cigaretted and the girls I had a bed, yeah, and I had quite a bowl when I was young. When I was young, it was Molly Paul. Came off the bed, but I left it like that when I was young. When I was young, I met my first love at 13. He was brown and I was pretty green, and I learned quite a lot when I was young. When I was young, my faith was so much stronger then. I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older then. When I was young, when I was young.